nickel in the telephone and dial my baby's number. Got a busy line. Each time I tried, I got a busy tone, but not my baby's number. Just a busy line. Called her uncle in Jamaica, left a message with the baker, even checked her number in the telephone. Then I got so awfully worried, to my baby's house I hurried, and I looked inside, the phone was off the hook. And as I walked up to my baby, then I got my baby's number. She was busy in the parlor doing fine, busy kissing someone else, while I was keeping busy getting a busy line.
Go to the mountain, go to the GPO at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and support, and we're dancing tights.
I ain't gonna If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back. Let me cry and they'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so. And I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the bird in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad.
Fly Avair.
Places to visit, people to see. When you fly Avair, you'll be happy to be so smile. You're on Avair.
New twice daily service to East Midlands, serving Derby, Nottingham, Leicester, Sheffield and Coventry for as little as £78 return. Call Avair on 429-644 or your travel agent.
So smile.
Yes, but what about developing and printing your films? Is it fantastic too, or slow and disappointing? For results you'll be proud of in a time that's amazing, come to One Hour Photo, who process on the premises in Dublin, Belfast and Cork with prints on Kodak paper, plus free photo album. Also, same day enlargements.
One Hour Photo, oh, oh,
it's fantastic.
One Hour Photo, oh, oh, you don't have to wait, you don't have to wait any longer.
It's my hometown, New York, New... Hey, fancy a free return trip to New York? Everyone who buys a new Ford Escort from Fairlane this month gets a free trip to my old hometown. Talk to Fairlane, the Ford people in Tala at 515-200. I'll give you a list of my favorite hotspots. What a place, New York, New...
It's Lion's Tea Time. Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
This is the Nova Network.
Independent Radio News with Sybil Fennell and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. Dublin bus services have been disrupted because of a picket on CIE's Coyneham Road depot by the NBU. The dispute is over the suspension of a conductor for a day. CIE say they expect the unofficial action to last for 24 hours. The routes affected are 21, 21A, 23, 24, 25, 26, 36, 36A and B, 37, 51, 66, 68, 69, and 70, 72, 76, 78, 78A and B, 79, and 80. A labor court conciliation officer is having talks with union and management in Irish Industrial Gases to try to avert a strike from midnight tonight. The dispute threatens the supply of gas for cutting and welding to 10,000 industrial users. The Senate has passed the bill to amend the Constitution in relation to abortion by 14 votes to 6. Fine Gael members abstained and the bill was opposed by Labour and two independents. It now goes to the President for signature and a referendum date is expected to be announced shortly. At an EEC meeting, the government has criticized French and British domestic purchasing measures, which it says are aimed at discouraging American and Japanese companies from setting up in other EEC countries. The measures are said to have taken thousands of jobs from this country.
The North and the IRA held a Lurgan family hostage and then stole their car before launching this morning's murder attempt on an RUC reserve man in Warrington. A bomb was detonated as he drove to work in an engineering factory in the town. He has arm injuries but isn't seriously hurt. It was a second attempt on the man's life this year. He just returned to work after a gun attack last February. The bomb was planted in the laneway leading down to the unicorn factory where the man worked. and was detonated by a command wire from behind nearby trees as he drove past at about 8 o'clock this morning. One man wearing a black balaclava and a green camouflage suit was seen running across nearby gardens. He jumped over a wall and made off in the car stolen from the Lurgan family, which was waiting in the main street with another man in the driver's seat. The two men then headed off in the direction of a nearby village. The part-time reservist, who's aged about 50, has been treated for cuts and is in a satisfactory condition in hospital. It seems he had a lucky escape again today, as only part of the bomb went off. The area around the factory is sealed off as British Army experts try to defuse what's left.
Abroad now, and in the Lebanon, one Israeli soldier was killed and 14 others wounded in a bomb attack. They were traveling through a village by bus in eastern Lebanon when the bomb exploded at the roadside. And troops in Israel were put on alert today, and the country's foreign minister warned Syria not to make the mistake of going to war against Israel. The warning came as Syria began military maneuvers in the Golan Heights. More than 100 people are feared dead as rescue workers resume hunting today for more victims of the tidal waves which hit northern Japan. Police say that 48 bodies have been found. Scores more are missing, presumed dead. The tidal waves followed an earthquake measuring 7.7 on the Richter scale, which rocked the main island of Honshu and northern Hokkaido. Nearly 800 houses were destroyed or damaged, and 700 small boats sunk. The Swedish Navy has begun a new search for a possible foreign submarine spotted in Swedish waters. It was seen by four civilians, and a Swedish defense spokesman at Sundsvall said the observation seemed reliable.
In West Germany, six people were killed and 22 injured when the Ostend-Vienna Express was derailed by a landslide near Cologne. Heavy rain had caused rocks and mud to slip onto the tracks. In Nicaragua, the government claims that an invasion force of 1,200 rebels from Honduras has been pushed back across the frontier. The casualty figures were put at 95 rebels and 23 government soldiers killed since Saturday. Turkish troops have thrust about 20 miles into Iraq in a move apparently directed against Kurdish militants. Official sources said that more than 2,000 men crossed a remote mountainous area of the Turkey-Iraq border yesterday. They didn't state the purpose of the operation, but it seems to have been a move against Kurdish guerrillas, who've launched attacks in the region against both the Turkish and Iraqi governments. This month, three Turkish soldiers were killed by gunfire from rebels across the Iraqi frontier. President Reagan has defended his economic policies and rejected a call by President Mitterrand of France for an international conference to stabilize world currency markets. Mr. Reagan said the dollar was strong because of American success in reducing inflation from more than 12% in 1981 to below 5% today. France, West Germany, and other European countries have been blaming the strong dollar for much of their economic problems. Last week, the French said Europe was being forced to pay for America's budget deficit.
Back home, a strong attack on the operations of the Rent Restrictions Court was launched by three Fianna Fáil deputies yesterday, who claimed that the recently implemented legislation had led to what they called a totally unacceptable situation. The Rent Restrictions Court was just set up last year with the function of establishing fair rents for tenants. Earlier this morning, Jenny McIver spoke by phone to Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin North East, Vincent Brady, who shares Mr. Haughey's constituency, and asked him about the objections of Fianna Fáil yesterday.
Vincent Brady, first of all, you've been very critical of the operations of the Rent Restrictions Court. Could I ask you why?
Well, this is new legislation which was introduced recently, as you probably know. And we in the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party were very concerned to see how, in fact, it was operating. And consequently, a team of deputies, Bertie Hearn, Michael Barrett, and myself went along to the Dolphin House recently to investigate proceedings, and we must say that we are very, very much appalled at what we saw happening there.
Well, you have called on the government to set up a rent tribunal immediately. What's the reality there? Is it likely that they're going to do that?
Well, I would certainly think so, and I would hope that it will be set up very, very quickly, because when legislation was first introduced on the rent restrictions bill, it was envisaged that the tribunal would be set up. We felt that such a tribunal should have expertise and should indeed consider all the aspects and all the facts of the case before them, particularly to consider the means of the persons, their age, the length of tenancy, the condition of the premises, all of these areas which we consider are very, very important and should be considered in full context.
Well, Fianna Fáil also published on Tuesday their independent radio bill. Jenny McIver also spoke to Vincent Brady, TD, about that.
An issue very important to us here, obviously, was the publication by your party, the very welcome publication, in fact, of the Independent Radio Bill this week. Now, do you anticipate that the government are, in fact, going to wait until the publication of their own bill, or are they going to consider the proposals outlined by your own party?
Well, our spokesman, Terry Layden, of course, will be moving this bill before the House on Tuesday next. And when the government will accept it, I do not know. But we may have to, we will probably have to move it in private members' time, which could indeed be next week. We hope that the government will be receptive to many of the sections in that bill of ours, because we have endeavoured indeed to cover as much ground as possible. We must take into consideration that local radio is something now that is very much in demand, and when setting up local radio, very, very special care and attention must be given that all tastes are catered for, and that is what we are trying to do in this particular bill. We certainly hope that the government will consider the full bill, the full details of the bill, very, very carefully, and will be receptive to many parts of it, if indeed not the complete bill itself.
Well, your party, Vincent, in fairness, have acted very quickly on this particular issue. How do your party feel about the way the government actually handled the closing down of the stations?
Quite frankly, we feel they acted very, very hastily, and perhaps unnecessarily so, and did not give the situation the real consideration that they should have given at the time.
Finfoil TD for Dublin North East, Vincent Brady talking to Radio Nova this morning.
Scotland Yard is to step up protection for the leaders of the main political parties because of the threat of fresh IRA violence in Britain. The increased security comes as the Yard's anti-terrorist squad released the name and description of a man they want to question in connection with last year's Hyde Park bombing. He's 30-year-old John Danny from County Cavan. They also want to trace one of his associates, who's been named as 30-year-old Sean O'Callaghan from Tralee.
Thank you, Sybil, and so to today's financial report. At lunchtime today, the Irish pound stood at 78.40 against sterling and at 125.80 US dollars. On the European money markets, the Irish pound is currently worth 3.1570 Deutschmarks, 9.4690 French francs, 175.50 pesetas, and 3.15 guilders. On the London market, spot gold stood at $436.50 US dollars per fine ounce, spot silver at £8.24 sterling per fine ounce. Financial Times Index up 0.6 at 706.8, and on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Index closed down 5.50 at 1223.50. That's the financial report, courtesy of COMEX Commodity Brokers on 608-977.
Weather forecast for all areas, dry with good sunny spells, the highest temperature of 14 degrees. The winds are light to moderate northeasterly, force 2 or less on Dublin Bay.
And that's the Independent Radio News from Ireland. The time is 10 minutes past 1 from Sybil and myself.
Good afternoon.
John Clark plays your music.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 that she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your my Lord.
is on my mind. I still feel the mountain breeze whispering through the trees. Tears fell from her eyes. I held her as we said goodbye. She knew I didn't want to go, but here I am tonight alone.
With cheese or salad or ham or jam or, yes, even a nice piece of chicken or pickles or salami or tomato or, Crackots. They're all crunch and no crumble. I mean, anything else is just crackers.
Great things are happening in Swords at the Baileyborough Co-op Store. The Baileyborough Co-op Store Swords 3rd Anniversary Bonanza. Everything for the modern home. The best names at really low prices. Superstar Kenwood Tricity Santex. Best backup service too. And you could win a Bendix dishwasher. The store is open from 9 to 5.30 Monday to Saturday. And until 9 p.m. Thursday for this great bonanza. Baileyborough Co-op Store Swords. The all-round better store for all year-round better shopping. The only AHL store in North Dublin.
Make a fresh choice today. Oh, with milk at morning fresh.
Every day, more and more Irish families are enjoying Owen's Creamy Milk.
For quality and freshness and country goodness too. Your first choice must be Owen's Milk, fresh as the morning dew. Make a fresh choice today. Owen's Milk at morning fresh.
Owen's Milk, from rich Irish pastures.
Glide in your stride at the Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Bar. Open 7 nights a week for good fun and entertainment. Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Bar, the coolest place in town.
Radio Nova, the mighty
fading, loud as thunder, soul is stars crashing. And I mess without my little china girl. Wake up and
Charlie Girl and Nova, and a couple of people were ringing in asking about the various sort of headbangers and quickie and the leotards. And we also had a couple of calls about the foam of fiber, which Tom did between 12 and 1. And in particular, the last clue, which nobody got an answer to, the one that concerned Edgar Allan Poe. Well, the schedules will probably be back to normal as soon as possible, and we're holding that over, so I can't quite give you the answer to the last foam of fiber clue. Well, Dublin March is on the GPO at 2 o'clock, and everyone here is in very, very much a festive mood. We're all dressing up. Tom Hardy looks like Liberace. He really does. And Declan Meehan with the pink tights. He must be going as Britt Eklund.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes? 25 minutes after 1 o'clock, NOVA still playing favorites. And here's Diana Ross, a great oldie, back in your arms again.
afternoon, we're marching in peaceful protest to highlight the demand for independent radio in Ireland.
Some can see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Radio Nova!
Britain's number one is next.
Get it right. Get it at the Tesco price. Tesco prices. Downright prices. Yes.
Tesco introduces downright prices and more, like Tesco chickens, £2.39 plus half a dozen eggs free. Tesco sweet pickle, 35 cents plus 25% extra free. That's even more to shout about.
Get it at Tesco. Downright prices. Getting it right, you're getting it Tesco.
Candy blockbusters now save you at least 25%. This month's Super Savers. Single channel walkie-talkie save £15, now only £29.95. Multitesters from £8.95. SCT 29 stereo cassette save £58, now only £119.95. Only from Microworld at Candy of Georgia Street, Dublin 2.
Every day, more and more Irish families are enjoying Owen's Creamy Milk.
For quality and freshness and country goodness too, your first choice must be Owen's Milk, fresh as the morning dew. Make a fresh choice today, Owen's Milk is born afresh.
Owen's Milk, from rich Irish pastures.
Hey you, you there, come on down to Hot House Leather. Sizzling styles in leather jeans, jackets, and much, much more. We crack the whip on prices. Hot House Leather, Abbey Mall, Middle Abbey Street.
Radio Nova, the mighty 890.
looks so sweet. She makes my heart just feel so free.
My girl's the best, and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girl's a good. She don't play around, she's right to the point.
My girl likes candy, a candy tree. She knocks me right up off the tree.
Outside the GPO and march in peaceful protest.
But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop.
When somebody's sick. brown tassel gown. When I saw this short fat guy with a man between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard, my hair got down when it finally reached his toes.
On Radio Nova, the Rubber Band Man. That's the type of music you have the roller skates out to when you are going down the sidewalk. That's the Rubber Band Man from the Detroit Spinners. Now, thanks to a couple of people who gave us a dig out this afternoon. Daybreak Deliveries, for all their help. Sales Point in Tower Street. That's Hugh Finley and Jack Finn. All the staff at the Chief Solicitor's Office in the Dublin Castle. And hello, Kinnegad. Mother Hubbard's truck stop. Main Street. Outside Kinnegad. Thanks for your support this afternoon. How are we feeling? Getting very close to 2 o'clock now.
Good grief.
Hey, boss, give us a phone. Hello, this is Radio Nova. Yes, it is. 17 and a half minutes before 2 o'clock. Ted who? The minister for what? Oh, you're Ted kneeling down for fine weather for the march.
Has arrived at Belgar. Boulevard Road and Georgia Street, you'll find a bright new approach to DIY gardening and home improvement. To celebrate the Big D Gala opening, Mike Murphy will be at the Dropgroup store in Bellegarde Road at 2 p.m. and in Georgia Street at 3:30 p.m. There's a free draw every hour. Mime from Charlie Chaplin, a vintage car, balloons and baggies for the kids, plus masses of Big D price dives. So drop in this weekend and discover the big difference Big D can make. If you're looking for real value in TV and video, look no further. Telemark, Dublin's newest video and TV shops at Upper Dorset Street, Thomas Street and Finglas are bringing prices within everyone's reach. Our colour TVs start at an incredible £125 and our demonstration videos start at just £299. And there's free membership of the video library if you buy a video from our Thomas Street branch. Low prices and guaranteed goods. That's what you get at Telemart. That's why we're the new name for TV and video value.
When you need sympathy flowers, call Flowers by Elizabeth, the Interflora florist, on 606-881. Anytime. For a wide selection of international food served in a modern atmosphere, come to Bananas. Open 6 days a week till 7:30. Late opening Friday till 10 with live music. Bananas, the natural food restaurant par excellence. Bananas, 15 Upper Stephen Street off Georgia Street.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Center for your Opel.
Radio Nova. GPO in Dublin to Leinster House in peaceful protest to highlight the demand for independent radio in Ireland.
They will imprison us, they will fine us, they will seize our possessions, but they cannot take away our self-respect if we do not give it to them.
Bring your transistor radio and join us on our peaceful protest this afternoon. We assemble at the GPO in Dublin at 2 o'clock and then march to Leinster House to highlight the demand for independent radio in Ireland. They're your stations. Don't let them down.
Mm-hmm. Nova.
You do.
The Leo Cody Motor Group offers you a cash repair service second to none. Repairs carried out with a full diagnostic report on your engine. And we'll even wait for the insurance check with comprehensive insurance. Yes, no cash outlay. Remember, the Leo Cody Motor Group for A to Z service on 907-023 on the south side and 301-277 on the north side.
Weekend specials from Des Kelly Carpets. Four rolls only Rainbow Axminster Carpet to clear 99 pence a square yard. Eight rolls only Berber Wool Special, normally $10.95, now $5.50 a square yard. Heavy domestic Axminster Carpet in 10 patterns was $14.95, now $11.95 a square yard. Extra special bedroom carpet at $1.95, heavy duty vinyl at $1.25, and office carpet at $1.25 a square yard. Open nightly till 9 p.m., Saturday till 6, and Sunday 2 to 6 p.m. Des Kelly Carpets, Cross Guns Bridge at Last Nevin. Telephone 302-856. We buy by the mile, so you save by the yard.
We frame it. We will frame it for you. The We Frame It shops have built their reputation on friendly and informative service, precision workmanship, the most extensive choice of frames and mountings available in colors and finishes to suit your personal requirements, and a one-week guaranteed framing service. We Frame It also stock fine art posters, limited edition screen prints and etchings, and provide a dry mounting and canvas stretching service. We Frame It. Call in and talk to us at 64A Upper Georgia Street, Dunleary by the People's Park, or ground floor, Powers Court Townhouse Center.
Mourne Tours and the Newry and Mourne Tourist Development Association are offering a weekend shopping on June 3rd by coach to Newry, including a tour of the beautiful Mourne Mountains. Cost including two nights B&B with one evening meal, $37.50 sterling. Phone 285-308. That's 285-308.
It's Lions Tea Time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kilohertz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. The Taoiseach, Dr. Fitzgerald, has predicted that our economy will recover next year. He said falling inflation and a reduction in export price increases and the balance of payments provided encouraging signs. Dr. Fitzgerald said the impact of the current international recovery could be felt here towards the end of this year. He said that inflation over the next 12 months is expected to stand at about 8 or 9%. The strike, which had halted bus services from the CIE depot at Cunningham Road today, is over. The NBU placed pickets on the garage this morning following the suspension of a conductor. Services are expected to be back to normal by this evening. A Mexican jet, which had been stranded on Malo Racecourse, where it was forced to make an emergency landing 5 weeks ago, took off successfully this morning. An airstrip had been specially constructed for the takeoff. A reserve policeman in the north escaped with minor injuries this morning when a booby-trapped bomb exploded as he arrived for work at an engineering factory. The car used by the attackers was hijacked from a Lurgan family who'd been held hostage overnight. It's believed two men detonated the bomb as the policeman walked down a laneway leading to the factory. The device only partly exploded. Experts are still trying to neutralize what's left of the bomb. It was the second attack on the policeman's life this year. A 23-year-old British soldier has been charged with the murder of his two-year-old stepdaughter. Dominic Flynn of Antrim appeared in court this morning. The body of two-year-old Natasha Throne was discovered on Wednesday evening at her family home. Flynn was remanded on bail to appear in court again on June the 22nd. In West Germany, the Stern magazine reporter Gert Heidemann, who acquired the forged Hitler diaries, has been arrested and accused of fraud. This follows the confession of Konrad Koyu, a dealer in Nazi relics, that he was the forger. Koyu said he received only one-third of the money the Stern reporter said he paid for the diaries. The Belfast City Councillor, Sean Flynn, implicated by the INLA informer Harry Kirkpatrick, has been granted bail in the High Court. The 35-year-old former IRSP man was described by his lawyer as a peacemaker who rejected the path of violence. Flynn, from Belfast, is denying charges of conspiring to murder policemen at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast and also membership of the INLA. An Australian journalist, Mr. David Lord, has confirmed that he's behind a plan to launch a professional rugby union circus. He says that more than 200 of the world's top players have signed up, including many of the British Lions team who are now touring in New Zealand. Mr. Lord said there'd be seven tournaments a year over the next 2 years, but he wouldn't say who was providing the financial backing for the multi-million pound scheme, nor would he reveal where the matches are to be played. Finally, a major protest march in support of independent local radio stations in this country is due to leave the GPO in O'Connell Street for Leinster House in just under 1 hour's time. Latest reports say a substantial crowd has already gathered at the GPO. That's the independent radio news from Ireland at 2:03.
Hitting the hot spots with Dixon Holidays. Hitting the hot spots with Dixon Holidays.
It's not too late to hit the hot spots in 1983. Hicks and Holidays still have availability throughout the summer in Rome, with accommodation close to the Vatican. This is a chance of a lifetime to be part of the magic of Rome during the Holy Year. So book now to avoid disappointment by telephoning Hicks and Holidays, 729-444, or contact your travel agent.
It's the hot spots with Hicks and Holidays.
RTV National Vision.
RTV National Vision. The big name for video and TV. Switch on to a good decision. Crisp, clear viewing, trouble-free.
Yes, the big new name for RTV, giving you an even bigger, even better nationwide TV and video service. RTV National Vision. Switch you on to the nation's best sets at really effective rental or purchase tabs and the best service.
RTV National Vision. The big name for video and TV.
The best music.
John Clark.
On Radio Nova.
And the forecast looks good for marching. Dry with sunny spells. The city high is 14 Celsius. And I'm busy looking at all our staff leaving the building, dressed to the nines in their finery. And all wearing bandanas, red bandanas. And looking at some of our disc jockeys, announcers, presenters, trying to tie bandanas. And they've been out gallivanting last night and drinking. Shouldn't be allowed.
Thank you.
2 o'clock this afternoon outside the GPO and march in peaceful protest.
But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop.
Stations. Don't let them down. What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what that is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Radio Nova, holding on tight, and we're still playing favorites. And if you are climbing the mountain this afternoon, hold on to your tent nylon.
The type of person that enjoys the outdoor life, then Army Bargains of 30 Little Mary Street, just off Capel Street, is the place for you. Army Bargains. Try us for a bargain on airbeds, tents, sleeping bags, parka jackets, combat jackets, and ex-Army gear.
Company! Halt!
Army Bargains. Telephone 744-600. Down-to-earth prices for down-to-earth people.
Mourn Tours and the Nurian Mourn Tourist Development Association are offering a weekend shopping on June 3rd by coach to Newry, including a tour of the beautiful Mourn Mountains. Cost including two nights B&B with one evening meal, $37.50 sterling. Phone 285-308. That's 285-308.
Where's the place where the music never stops? Sardi's, of course. There's the show bar with the best in Irish bands playing live every Wednesday through Sunday with drinks at 99 pence. And the nightclub where from 9 to 2 every Tuesday at 60s night. Admission £1, including supper, and all drinks are £1. Sardi's, Port Barnet. Where else?
That's just the club that shows you know.
But Captain,
popular fashion buys at Sashes. Cotton jackets, contrasting trim, in this season's pastel shades, $8.99. Fabulous reductions in suits from $19.99. Stunning dresses, pastel shades, $6.99. Sashes stretch denim jeans, unbelievably $9.99. All in the Sashes sale, sale, sale. Dublin Bray Cork.
Yeah.
over Dublin still playing favorites with a shillelagh under the arm and the twinkle in the eye. Ah, sure. Hello to Betty Connolly, who celebrates her birthday. Congratulations from all the staff working beside you there in the driving bank in Baggage Street. Well, I know our gang left here minutes ago, and they're on the way down towards GPO, and they'll be in fine fettle now, and they're all dressed to kill. Even DJ Harry now has the baby blue leotard on today. Are you right, lad? At the count of... You know the entry, you know the sound backwards.